The International Culinary Center is a proud sponsor of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The ICC, with locations in New York and California, provide cutting-edge education to future chefs, restaurateurs, and wine professionals. We're proud to claim Dan Barber, Bobby Flay, and David Chang among our honored alumni. This is Dorothy Cann Hamilton from Chef Story. Check out our ICC website at internationalculinarycenter.com.
Welcome to HRN Prime. This is a special in-the-field report from Leah Eaton.
In the spirit of strengthening the relationship between the Berkshires and Hudson Valley, Berkshire Farm and Table is producing a unique dinner series. These events bring chefs with farm-to-table values together to represent their neighboring regions. On April 7th, five chefs from the Berkshires cooked the hell out of a five-course dinner in Hudson, and Heritage Radio Network was there to enjoy every bite. We spoke with Angela Cardellini, the event organizer and founder of Berkshire Farm and Table, a nonprofit whose mission is to cultivate regional economic development by promoting the food culture in the Berkshires.
I've sort of created this organization called Berkshire Farm and Table that's a very loosely held idea right now. We do events and we lure events and we do events kind of from soup to nuts, really around food and in showcasing what we're doing here, really grounded in local food and the local food movement. And local food has gotten sort of, you know, greened out and very, oh, here we go again. But the thing about the Berkshires and the Hudson Valley is that these are the regions where the food is actually coming from. Even though chefs in the cities are doing farm to table in a really unique way, they're getting their food from here. So what we're kind of building on is the fact that the chefs that are here have, you know, the phone numbers of every farmer who stops in their back door and drops off what's available, and they recreate their menus. I mean, you heard Bjorn talk about, you know, we changed our menu three times. It drove me crazy. Three times because the parsnips arrived. He's like, oh my God, I have to use the parsnips tonight. So the excitement that's generated from the chefs that are connected to the farms and relating back to food as a region, or food in a region, that's kind of what this group of chefs is about. They're very serious about what they believe in and what they're committed to, and I love working with them because of it. The missing link is that I think in the bigger message of Eat Local and Farm to Table, really a lot of the organizations that are out there are about telling the consumer, please support your local farmer, etc. And each consumer that's going to a farmer's market or a locally based restaurant is doing that in their small way by spending their dollars where they believe they should be spent. But the sort of middle piece is that the buyers, the bigger buyers of food are the chefs and the restaurants. And so if we can support the restaurants that are doing it, then what we're doing is we're kind of even having a bigger impact, because one chef that's participating tonight at the Red Lion Inn, which is an enormous, amazing lodging establishment, famous, Norman Rockwellian, they spend over $500,000 a year in local food. And that impact resonates so many miles beyond here, because, you know, and the argument for Berkshire Hudson is that, you know, the chefs aren't just buying from Berkshire County. They're buying from the Hudson Valley, and they're buying from Columbia County, and they're buying from all over. So I think the impact of chefs is significant, and we, as consumers, if we support the chefs who are doing that, we're supporting the movement in a really significant way, because we're contributing to a reverberation of economy.
The Berkshires are hilly and rocky, with over 66,000 acres of farmland in Berkshire County. The region's best crop is grass. The Berkshires region is home to a growing community of sophisticated chefs whose culinary style is shaped by the bounty of New England and regional farms. Matt Rubiner opened Rubiner's Cheesemongers in the Berkshires almost 10 years ago because he wanted to be surrounded by farms and cheesemakers.
We felt that this, though unrealized, this should be something of a food mecca, you know, a wineless Napa Valley, Sonoma County of the East Coast, with the great metropolises of the Atlantic Seaboard, you know, equidistant from us, and it continues to develop, and you know, a new breed of farmer has taken over the land, and bit by bit, chefs of real seriousness have come into the Berkshires, and it's a rural place in a lot of ways. You know, it's country, but it's country that, you know, man has laid their hand on gently, but definitely there. It's sort of gentleman's country. And more and more of these young dynamic farmers, many coming from the city, many kind of the new generation of farmers who've been there for a long time, who just have the right ideas about things and the right sense of sustainability and traceability and, you know, and organic when appropriate. And so it's an exciting place to be as a food merchant, because that's where I draw the things that I sell. So when we say local, we think more broadly. When we say local, we have to think, you know, we have our, if you think of it in concentric circles, you know, we have our core area, you know, the Berkshires, and that's our responsibility. That's what we have to, you know, make sure that we're representing. And then there's the area beyond that in New York State and Connecticut and southern Vermont, where we still feel a certain measure of responsibility, at least know what's out there and know that we're representing the best of that kind of region. And then we spread it a little further, and more we think our, you know, our requirement to sort of carry things is watered down a little bit, but so we can just kind of pick and choose from around the rest of the country what's great. So, you know, we just have this, there's, when customers come in, they say, what's local? And we say, it depends on the definition of local. You know, we have our local, and then we have our local, and then we have our local, and then we have our regional, and we have our, you know, American. So.
Bjorn Somlo of Noodle Restaurant in Lenox has lived and cooked in the region for 15 years. His menu changes daily based on available ingredients and whether or not a farmer drops by the restaurant at 4 p.m. with a few beautiful turnips. More often than not, those turnips will end up on the dinner menu.
We are, at times I think we're hated because we can't answer most questions on a daily basis. It's, you know, here's our menu from yesterday. There'll be some changes by 5 o'clock. We can guarantee that's the menu for the night, but I'm never going to yell at a farmer. You know, if he's got 12 turnips and I want 16, I get 12 and I'm happy with it. That relationship is so important. And I feel it feeds back, because when we do get those 12 turnips, they're magnificent. We have an incredible amount of flexibility, which allows us to then lend that to the other people. And the way I always work with the farmers is they do what they know what to do, and I trust them. I'll ask questions. I'll show interest. I'll tell them I like more of something than the other. But really, at the end of the day, they tell me what they have to offer. I order as much as I can. But we also have an understanding. If they have a glut of something, I'll buy it. It gives us identity. Gives us meaning. To have spinach 364 days of the year, what does it matter? To have arrowhead spinach versus overwintered spinach for 6 days is like time to savor it, time to be passionate about it. And I love that. The farming is really special because there is so much of it and it's so old here. You know, our first CSAs in this country are in the Berkshires. Things of that matter have always been here, and they're really natural. The pun on that is it's a very organic experience. People all have their own relationships, and they're natural.
Some of these chefs and owners are going one step further and actually raising their own animals for their restaurants. Mark Firth wanted to shrink the circle and cut out all the middlemen in his food supply. So when he opened Bell & Anchor in Great Barrington, he also started an 82-acre farm right next door.
It's basically a combination of Sean Stanton, Michael Robertson, and Google. Because if I can't get hold of them, I'm the modern farmer. I'll just Google it. I find, especially in Great Barrington, that everybody knows everybody, but there's a real, like, help your neighbor community that you can actually walk up to the back door and say, hey, I got goose eggs. What can you do? You haggle about the price, you buy the goose eggs. Oh, I've got, you know, do you want my laying hens to make stock? And like, people do that, that's what I like.
Brian Alberg, the executive chef of Red Lion Inn and president of Berkshire Grown, is completely committed to chef's collaboration and feels strongly that the farm-to-table philosophy is not only about delicious food, but also about sustaining the landscape and future of farming.
I grew up in Columbia County, which is Hudson area. But I grew up cooking in the Berkshires and then moved away and came back. I think a lot of us that move away come back for the way of life. I think it's a great relationship. It's very community minded. It's more set aside your personal differences, you know, for the greater good. So it's like we all kind of have the farm to table philosophy, but we feel that the more we collaborate to tell the world that, the stronger our voice is. So we're kind of all about each other. We do whatever we can to help the farmers. I mean, basically, not only are we giving our guests the best quality food possible and the freshest food possible, but we're sustaining our landscape. I mean, the reason why people come to the Berkshires is because it's green and beautiful and, you know, overflowing with things. And if we didn't take care of our farmers, that landscape would go away.
So what's next for Chef X? Angela and Bjorn fill us in on what the future holds for collaboration between the Berkshires and Hudson.
First and foremost, I hope every guest that is sitting here has just a stellar experience where they walk away and they are wowed, which I think they will be, and get an understanding of what each chef's intention was in presenting. Beyond that, I hope that Chef X leaves enough of a mark in this first round to get people excited about this idea of five chefs in one night in a kitchen just rolling it out is just a really cool thing. You know, you're not having to travel very far to get a region to come to you. So the next one on April 29th is five Hudson chefs coming over to Great Barrington and putting on a show of their food. And we just hope that these two will leave enough of a mark that when we're going to roll into our high season soon, that at the tail end of that, we can start to plan several of these over the course of time to mix up chefs, mix up farms, really bring together kind of a crossing borders for good food idea.
But if you broaden the net, there's so much happening up here to be excited about. There's so much happening up here to be involved in. We just kind of, the way it's set up here is you look town to town. So to combine the Berkshires with Hudson Valley, that list of what there is to do, what there is to be a part of, where there is to shop, to eat, to stay, is spectacular. And it's never really brought together like that. It's kind of like Hudson side people stay in Hudson, Berkshire side people stay in the Berkshires. And it's like there's so much more.
If you didn't get to Hudson for the first dinner, now's your chance to get in on this exciting culinary exchange. Five Hudson-based chefs will be throwing down some great food on Monday, April 29th at Allium in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
This piece was produced by Leah Eden and edited by Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To learn more about our programming and membership programs, visit heritageradionetwork.org today. The song used in this piece is Bad Mama Jama by Alan Wilkes. Thanks for listening.